Hello, here's your KVNF regional newscast for Thursday, May 10th. The Republicans' top priority bill of the session is now headed to the governor. As Benta Berkland reports, the measure involved intense negotiations between both parties.
Senate Bill 1 adds nearly $500 million for transportation in the next budget and then would commit $50 million per year for 20 years. It also involves a potential bonding question for voters to decide in 2019. Republican Senate President Kevin Grantham praised the effort when the bill unanimously passed the Senate.
This is a win, and not for us, folks. This is a win for our constituents. This is a win for Colorado.
Democrats negotiated for more money for transit projects, but the biggest sticking point was how much money the state would commit to bonds. House Republicans were the only caucus to oppose the final bill. They wanted a bonding question to go before voters this fall. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
On Wednesday, April 25th, the North Fork Ambulance coordinated a mock DUI car crash in partnership with local agencies to educate students about the dangers of distracted and impaired driving under the influence of alcohol and drugs. Allie Lightfoot attended the event and filed this report.
Delta County Police, firefighters, paramedics, and a Flight for Life helicopter didn't mind responding to a double fatality DUI crash at Paonia High last month because it wasn't real. About 300 students and staff witnessed the presentation, which simulated a post-prom accident. They demonstrated what a full response would look like, complete with students in blood-spattered prom garb, gruesome makeup, and impaled objects protruding from their bodies. During the hour-long presentation, the accident is first discovered by two students who call 911.
You okay? You just stay here, just help on the way, okay?
While they wait for emergency responders, a noticeably drunk student is confronted and eventually given a roadside test and taken away in handcuffs. Dead bodies are loaded into a van by the coroner. Ambulances and a helicopter arrive to take away the wounded. The goal of these exercises is to make students think twice about driving intoxicated. The simulation also allows emergency responders to prepare for such a horrific event, work through problems, and practice protocol. I spoke with several Paonia and Hotchkiss High School drama students who played roles in the accident, also known as crisis actors, after they left the scene to find out how the process went for them.
It was like as soon as we pulled in and we saw the cars, it was like we didn't need to act. It was just falling into the atmosphere of the moment. So it was really impactful and really interesting experience.
How did they prepare you for this? Like, how did they prepare you for that role?
Well, they told me to ask the state troopers how people would act when they actually pull them over. So they told me how to act and, like, to slur my words and all that stuff. So I just kind of went with that and acted drunk the entire time.
Did you feel what it felt like if you had done something like that a little bit? Did you go there?
I definitely did. When I was doing it and Sean like pushed me on the ground, I just felt like the stomach of regret in it, and I could definitely feel it.
Yeah, that was really interesting. We talked previously. I texted him, I think it was last night, and we talked about, you know, like just the interaction between us, because I'm the one finding like basically what he did. And so I think that we did a really good job of just like showing, you know, the anger and like the passion and what, you know, his actions did, you know, so.
Do you think that this kind of thing really helps people make the situation tangible for them in a way? I mean, you all know drunk driving is bad and bad things happen when you do that. But, like, do you think this adds something to that lesson, I guess?
I hope so, because it made it really real for all of us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, I think it definitely depends on the person and how willing they were to actually accept, like, what this could mean in real life for people. So I think there's definitely people that will walk away from this thinking, like, wow, I wish I hadn't gone. Like, that was completely ridiculous and fake. But hopefully we at least impacted a few people because, you know, any one of them could have made the wrong choice down the road, and maybe they won't now.
This is Allie Lightfoot for KVNF.
Teachers in Pueblo are not backing down in their demands for a 2% cost of living pay raise and an additional $30 per month in health insurance benefits. Eric Galatis has more.
Pueblo school teachers won't be heading back to their classrooms today as Colorado's first teacher strike in over 20 years enters its third day. Suzanne Etheridge, president of the Pueblo Education Association, says the Pueblo School District can resolve the impasse by raising pay and health benefits as laid out in recommendations by a neutral fact finder. She says a 2% cost of living increase may not seem like much, but it's critical for teacher recruitment and to blunt a 20% turnover rate, the highest in the state.
Our Pueblo students deserve quality schools, and that means a highly qualified teacher in every classroom. And it's also about having educators be listened to about what works in their buildings for their students.
After mediation efforts, a third-party fact finder noted the district had managed to find room in its budget to increase pay for other employees and said the district can absorb modest increases in compensation. District officials say they can't afford a raise until the state makes up for revenues lost during the Great Recession and argue raises for teachers would require money from reserves, which would not be prudent for an ongoing expense. Etheridge says the district has increased spending in other areas, including a $600,000 boost in business services and an additional $300,000 for human resources. She adds two recently posted administrative positions come with salaries near $80,000 a year.
But yet they claim there's no money for the people closest to children in classrooms. So we're watching the choices that are being made, and we're having a really hard time believing that they indeed can't afford it.
Pueblo teachers earn between $35,000 and $70,000 a year based on experience and education level. The city recently cut back to a four-day school week to reduce costs, joining over half the state's school districts. Despite a strong economy, Colorado is ranked 40th nationally in per-pupil spending, largely due to restrictions imposed under the Taxpayer Bill of Rights, or TABOR. This is Eric Galatis reporting for the Colorado News Connection.
And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Thursday. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.
Thank you.